This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. One of the more robot-proof jobs is owning or running your own business. But for African Americans, that's happening less often than in the past. Brian Feldman is a researcher and reporter with the Open Markets Program at New America. He looked into the decline of black businesses for his article appearing in the spring issue of Washington Monthly. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Great to be here.
In your article, you say there's been a wholesale collapse of black-owned independent businesses and financial institutions in the last 30 years. What happened?
The short answer is a dramatic change in antitrust law that has resulted in increasing levels of market concentration. Fewer and fewer firms have come to dominate a larger and larger sector of industries ranging from pharmaceuticals to airlines to retail trade. And as a result, they have been blocking and pushing out and driving out of business a lot of the smaller startups and independent businesses.
So what role did these businesses play in the black community and the broader community?
All small businesses are oftentimes a cornerstone of their local communities, but within the black community, there was a very special role that was played during the civil rights movement. A lot of independent business owners finance aspects of the civil rights movements, including protests and most notably the march in Alabama, the Selma to Montgomery march.
One interesting thing that really surprised me in your article was the role that antitrust laws and fair trade regulations played in the decline of black businesses. Can you explain that to me?
Up until about 1982, we see these laws enforced in a way so as to protect the businesses in independent communities. After 1982, what we see happening is a really dramatic change in how these rules are enforced and interpreted. With that change, we start to see the wholesale decline of black-owned business.
And you gave a couple of specific businesses and sectors of the economy that felt that particularly keenly. Can you give me some of those examples?
Sure. So one of the most dramatic examples are black-owned insurance companies. Between 1989 and 1999, during a very huge merger wave, we see the percentage of those black-owned insurers drop by 68%. Black-owned banks is another example. In 1985, there were 60 black-owned banks, and today that number has dipped to 23, largely the result of these mergers and acquisitions.
Brian Feldman is a researcher with the Open Markets Program at New America. His article, The Decline of Black Business, appeared in the spring issue of Washington Monthly. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.
Brian Feldman is a researcher and reporter with the Open Markets Program at New America. We'll have a link to his article up at marketplace.org later this morning.